This is Sports Quarter, a look at the international sports scene.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Quarter, where we discuss the sporting events around the world in 15 minutes. I am Sid Patki. I am a COO at Infogen Labs. I have with me my friend Saurabh Alurkar, who is a director at Sony, but we have spent thousands of thrilling moments on the cricketing field. And today we are going to discuss one of the major sports events that just concluded between India and Australia, down under in Australia. So welcome, hi, Saurabh. Guys.
Hey, hi everyone.
Quite a thrilling series, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah. You know, it started out badly. I mean, come on, 36 all out. I mean, that was
ignominious. The lowest ever total of India ever in the history of cricket. And that was really, I mean, and at that point of time, and even before that, I guess, you know, the McGrath and Bunting, Clark, even Michael Vaughan was predicting 4-0 whitewash for India even before the series started.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, once, you know, after that 36 all out, and the way that they got out, right, just, you know, hanging their bats outside off stump, you know, I lost confidence, and the Indian fans, you know, definitely lost confidence.
Yeah, I mean, the team was so down and out, and it looked, I mean, they were all getting out in similar fashion. Like, you know, if you see everybody, Hazelwood and Stark and Cummins, just putting it in the right spot, moving out and taking a nick and Tim Penn getting the catch. That's the, yeah. I don't know how they didn't do any adjustments at all, but that was really, I mean, at that point it looked like that prediction was going to come true.
Yeah, I know. It was looking really bad. And then, you know, Virat left and, you know, it suddenly, you know, after, you know, Virat, you know, has had some success in the past, right? So, with the bat, so and with Virat leaving, I thought the next few matches were going to be really bad.
I mean, that was, at least the first test was not an innings defeat. After Virat left, I thought the next three matches were going to be innings defeat, but I guess, you know, everyone was believing that except probably Rahane. You know, that was like a so much of a turnaround. And first of all, you know, I think Virat is not a good captain. He'll probably surpass Sachin's records in batting, but he himself is not a great captain. In fact, his presence, I think, scares the players, and they don't perform to their level.
Yeah. So, what kind of changes did you see in the team? You know, what kind of changes did you observe?
First of all, I think, you know, players express themselves better. They enjoy the game. Didn't you observe the chemistry between the players under Rahane? You know, they looked so much stress-free. And I mean, Rahane is kind of, you know, you have seen throughout the series, the rest of the series after he took over, he was not a laid-back captain, but very smart in his strategies. But he looked like he was involving the players. He was giving ownership to the players, where it, you know, that's when the players kind of bloomed.
Yeah, definitely. No, and you know, just going into the second test also, you know, the Australia scored really well in Melbourne, but when we came out to ball, I mean, some of the attacking fields that they set, you know, definitely was
good. See how Ashwin bowled. They were so attacking in their strategies when they were bowling. How they trapped Smith. I mean, I wonder how that was not done in the first test. Like, you know, attacking his leg stump, that he shuffled so much to the leg stump. Both innings in Melbourne. First inning, he was caught at leg slip. And second inning, the leg bail was like flicked by the ball on the leg stump.
Yeah, and the innings from Rahane was really awesome, like real captain's innings. You know,
he steadied it,
and yeah, he did not take any risks when he started, and then slowly opened up. Yeah,
and that was an inning of that was the only century from India.
Yeah.
So, and he basically turned that tempo around. He turned the momentum around. That century was the turning point of the series.
Yeah, it definitely. And after that, they really perked up. Like, you know, going into the rest of the series, you could see that spark, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that sent the message to the Aussies that, hey, today is a new day. You know, we are not going to go down that easily. You got to really play well to beat us. You know, though we were all out 36 in the first inning, this is a new match and a new day. And not just to us, is that sent the message to our own players, that sent the message to Indian players that they gave, that gave the confidence.
Yeah, yeah. And then definitely never look back. I mean, look at the challenges. You know, after they played the second game won, and then you have all these spate of injuries. I mean, you know, all the key players, you know, we are basically losing your key bowlers, key batsmen.
Yeah, I mean, Virat had left already because of paternity. That's another subject. But so batting looked weak in his absence. There were no Rohit Sharma. So the opening was weak. Prithvi Shah was failing miserably.
Horrible.
Umesh Yadav, I mean, we didn't go there with Ishan Sharma. So he was missing. Shami's hand broke in the first match. Then Umesh Yadav got injured. So we basically bowled with just four bowlers. It was a good decision to have five bowlers in that Melbourne stretch. So that, you know, that's why we had those four bowlers, at least in the second inning. And Siraj kind of gelled well with that attack. And seniors were actually going to go out in the next matches.
I mean, the last test, he is the senior most bowler. But he really shown in, you know, when he bowled, you could see right through the series.
Two matches, that was kind of a very steep learning curve to be the spearhead of the Indian bowling attack. But about that, we'll talk after the break. Let's take a break, and the next two matches we'll discuss after the break. Keep watching the Sports Quarter.
This podcast is proudly supported by Infogen Labs. At Infogen, we believe that cricket is the perfect balance of teamwork and talent. This is what you can expect from Infogen when you engage us to solve your technical needs. From Salesforce to security, web to mobile applications, we'll be beside you helping you win, because that's how we win. For more, please visit us at infogenlabs.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Sports Quarter. Before the break, we discussed the first two tests of the India-Australia test series that just concluded in Australia. And now we're going to discuss the third and fourth test. What a great advertisement for test cricket is this whole series was, Saurabh.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was fantastic. You know, all the test matches were so close, so keenly fought. And you can see, you know, the struggle from these both teams to win. I mean, look at this third test, right? It was a draw, but still it was so exciting. I mean, it's difficult to explain it to someone who, you know, doesn't understand cricket that, you know, it's a draw. I mean, there is no result as such. Nobody won. But still, you know, the struggle of both these teams.
How can two teams play for 30 hours of cricket and there is no result and there is still excitement?
There's so much excitement. You know, it's difficult to explain. But this whole series was definitely an advertisement for test cricket, like you said.
Yeah. And so this match, the Sydney match, third match started like a regular first inning in Australia scored 349. Actually, on the third day, I mean, first 2 days were pretty normal. India was like something 96 for two or something at the end of the second day. On third day, there was kind of a mini collapse. India lost, I guess, last eight wickets pretty cheaply. I mean, from 96 for two, they were all out for 144. So in about 150 runs, they lost the last eight wickets. And I think they lost last five wickets, I guess, in just 12 overs or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. The tail didn't hold up at all. So, and that was a little bit worrying. And then they go in, and then now they are at the fourth innings. And now we have, you know, day and some more to play. And it was looking tough, you know.
On the last day, they had to score 309 runs with eight wickets in hand.
Yeah.
And on the fifth day, Rahane went out like in the second over. And it looked, at that stage, it looked like they won't hold up the whole day.
Yeah, no, it looked tough because, you know, playing on, on a wicket on the final day, it definitely has its own challenges.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, the Indian batting, you know, like we had said earlier, was depleted. And with, you know, three key batsmen out already, I thought, you know, it's going to be a struggle.
And,
but they played well. I mean, Pujara, you had to hand it to him, you know, played well throughout. He the first two tests, you know, he was okay. But from third test on, he really showed his mettle.
Yeah, right? I mean, he had like 40s and 50s in first two tests. But these, you know, third test and fourth test innings by Pujara, they really kind of they saved the third match for India and won the fourth one. But here, when Rahane got out cheaply on the last day of Sydney test, again, his tactical acumen kind of showed in sending Pant ahead of Vihari, who was not really confident, not really. And if Pujara and Vihari would have come together at the same stage, it would have just kind of created a very bogged down mindset. And then Australian bowlers would have really dominated. What Pant did was he kept on hitting, and that kept getting India closer to the target. That kept the pressure up on bowlers too. And
Definitely. This right-left combination also helped because, you know, if you look at the first test, right, where we all out for 36, you know, it's all right-handed batsmen. Everybody, once Australia's bowlers got into their rhythm, they were just hitting the spot.
Yeah.
Right? But with this right-left switch now, coming in place of Vihari, you know, it kept things fresh, you know, from the batsman perspective. And Pant, being naturally aggressive, really started playing his strokes. And he was going for the win even in Sydney. You can see, you know, he was trying to get us to victory, not just save the test. Right?
In any game, that makes a very important point. When you are under stress, remember, if you give one punch back, the opponent comes under stress too. And, you have to always remember that. You cannot just completely get bogged down and, have the opponents dominate you.
Right.
You have to give one back. I think that strategy of Pujara blocking and Rahane, Pant hitting from the other end, that actually saved the match for us and because they couldn't completely dominate.
But remember why, you know, even when, and they were both out, I mean, when Pant got out and even Pujara, you know, followed, there were still 44 overs left, you know. So it was not by any means easy even from that point on. And now, with Jadeja out with this broken thumb or, you know, whatever, thing, the fracture, it was going to be a tough ask, you know.
I mean, if you noticed, Australian bowlers were targeting Indian tail enders with bouncers more than at the top order batsmen.
Yeah.
That was their strategy. Shami went injured like that in the first test. Now Jadeja. And I don't know how ethical it is, but that's a separate discussion. We'll have probably have another session for that.
Yeah, but definitely, I think Ashwin and Vihari showed their mettle. Vihari was even injured, right? So he's
playing. Yeah, I mean, he got injured. So that was addition to the injury list. So Jadeja was gone, and he would have probably come if India had to defend for like a couple of overs and defend it. But otherwise, you know, he was just out and he wouldn't have batted.
No, heroic effort. I mean, credit to both Ashwin and Vihari. They played through, took us through the draw. And
in fact, Ashwin also got a body blow. Got hit in the ribs. That that added him to the injury list and he had to miss the fourth test.
Yeah, I mean, he had this niggling injury. So now, you know, we come to the fourth test and now you have, you know, India's, even you could say the second string of Indian team.
Make the whole team out of the injured players. Except for Rahane, Rohit Sharma and Pujara. Everybody was new. Everybody was just the second B team of India.
Yeah.
And nobody thought they were going to pull off that match.
Yeah. And what a stage set for the fourth test match, right? India, they just needed a draw to win the test, the series and retain the trophy. But, you know, it's tough because Brisbane has been kind of the fortress for Australia, right? Like they haven't lost in, you know, since 1989. The pitch is bouncy. It suits their game, aggressive game, and it was going to be a challenge.
The whole bowling unit of India, I mean, bowling unit had combined experience of four tests and 11 wickets. And out of the six players who were playing that match had combined experience of five tests.
Yeah.
And, you know, with two debutants, Washington Sundar and this guy, so, who was that? Other debutant was...
Natarajan, yeah.
Not Natarajan. Chardul Thakur.
Thakur, yeah.
So, and they had actually, they saved the match not by their bowling. They bowled okay in the first inning. It was their batting. Sundar and Chardul Thakur actually, when India was like out, I guess five wickets down cheaply, not cheaply, but you know, it was still.
Yeah, it was 100 odd. So it's not really, in a strong position.
They both scored like 62 and 67. That's what actually took India closer to the Australian first inning.
Having a first, the first innings lead, big lead down to, you know, Australia were looking at now only 33 runs. And, you know, it was, partnership was so crucial because, and they played their strokes. It was not as if, you know, they took their chances. They said, you know, this is what we are going to do. We are not just going to, if we just keep playing, you know, we might just get out. So they played their strokes and
they were not just like nicks and top edges, nothing like that. They were perfect, you know, top order batsman strokes.
Yeah, perfect. And then obviously Australia batted well. India bowled really well, I thought, you know, to keep them
in the second down, inning, yes.
You know, in the second innings, I mean, and get them
at
all
one
out.
At one stage, we were thinking, oh, they will declare now. They'll declare. Indian bowlers, this second rung bowling unit of India didn't give them the chance to declare. They just ran through the whole Australian tail and got them out.
It was amazing bowling performance. You know, Siraj stepped up, Chardul Thakur stepped up, fielding, you know, did its work. No, it was very, very disciplined bowling performance in the second innings.
Yeah. And then again, we were like some 96-2 and similar situation like in the Sydney test. Here we had to score 325 runs with 8 wickets on the last day.
Yeah. It was, you know, this time I would say, you know, it was the target was smaller. So, but still, you know, playing it out in Brisbane, playing the day out on the last day was going to be a challenge. Nobody would have thought, I mean, you know, if you look at these percentages that they throw out, you know, throughout the game, when it started during the morning, you know, nobody was giving any love for India. It all looked like, you know, Australia just going for the kill, trying to.
Eight wickets and 325 runs. That was the target on the last day. And again, the blocking of Pujara, you know, and I mean, not just blocking, and taking the body blows, because there was a big crack in front of, you know, one end. And all the bowlers, Cummins and Hazelwood, kept on hitting him. I mean, fortunately, he didn't get injured.
Seriously injured. I mean, yeah. He took some blows.
He hit 12 blows. They were showing his blows. They were like, he took 12 blows in that inning.
It was painful to watch, just taking those hits.
And Pant hitting from the other side. I mean, he to be honest, I was never a fan of Pant before this. I mean, he is good for T20. In tests, his keeping was always subpar. And I thought, but in this series, you know, it's a third and fourth match. I think his keeping was also good. It took a couple of leg side catches.
Not many chances.
I guess, you know, it's the mindset. You know, when you're doing well in one department, you do well in the other. You have you build that confidence. You know, when you're batting well, I guess that showed in his keeping as well. You know, it happens. You know, if you drop a catch, you don't feel confident going to batting. You know, that's the, I guess, once you start doing well in one area, you start doing well in the other two.
And you know, it was Pant obviously who ended the day, but it was the positive attitude from everyone. I mean, Pujara does what he does. He eats up the balls, keeps, you know, the bowlers, you know, the bowlers get tired.
But that is that's test cricket. You know,
that's test cricket. But no, what I was saying, so the other side, you know, they didn't, you know, play to Australia's strength. Gill, you know, started it off with a fantastic
Gill is the fine. You know, there are so many finds of this series. Gill at the top of the order. I mean, nobody thought India would, you know, just a 21-year-old boy would do so well. And now he is like, he seems to be like a confirmed
very good opening
opener for the next series.
And you know, he started it out. Then you have Pujara coming in, doing his thing. Rahane tried to pick up the pace. You know,
I think there was a very well thought out strategy behind this. That Pujara blocked everything coming at him, and everybody else, like including Rahane, 24 runs in 22 balls. Who would think that Rahane would score at that pace in Test?
Yeah, they were going for it. They were going for the win.
So from the other side, they were all going for it. Rahane, Pant, of course, and then Washington Sundar.
Yeah.
He scored some brisk 20-odd runs, like in 30
balls.
Yeah,
I mean, when he hit that sixer, right, he pulled Cummins, you know, into the stands. I knew that, you know, they were
going for it. They were
they're going to make it.
Yep. And I mean, at that stage, after the six, I guess the Australian shoulders drooped also, and they knew that, you know, hey.
Yeah, you could see it in their faces. You know, they were not getting that wicket, and they knew that, you know, India was not just surviving; they were actually going for it, right? Yep. And in some cases, you know, you would see some of these T20 shots, and you know, it worked in their favor. I mean, one, I mean, trying to, you know,
IPL
dribble
has,
him out.
IPL has a lot to give to India. It has made all these players rub shoulders with the international players. I mean, they are not scared. They don't get bogged down very easily, which is like a contribution of IPL to Indian cricket.
No, definitely. And you would see some of these teams, right, coming some of these players, you know, earlier players used to be from the big cities, like, you know, Mumbai, Delhi, Chennai. But these are people coming from small cities and towns of India. So
that's like the social change that has happened in India. Like Natarajan, Siraj, Saini, and they come from very lower class background, I would say. And, you know, if they didn't make it in cricket, survival would be difficult for them. I mean, in India too, cricket had been a very elitist game.
Yeah.
There was nobody who really, I mean, not nobody, but, you know, there were very rarely players who, you know, whose survival would be difficult if they didn't make it in cricket. And now there are so many players like that in Indian cricket, who have come from that low, you know, the lower section of the society. And that's great to watch that.
Fantastic, yeah.
These guys are so confident and they are not going to be bogged down by the best in the international cricket.
Yeah, no, and the Indian team has also, you know, so BCCI, you know, you would say has put in resources. I mean, they are training well, you know, to have such a second rung and third rung players ready to go. It shows the depth of, and, you know, the training and what they have.
And these players, when they, I mean, of course, IPL has given them that stage, but before even coming to the IPL stage, these guys are used to perform not with ample of resources, but despite the lack of resources, you know. So that, you know, working with whatever you have and getting it done is what they're used to.
Yeah.
So, all right. So on that positive note, let's end this episode here. Keep watching the Sports Quarter. We'll meet in another couple of weeks when India-England series starts. Keep watching the Sports Quarter. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.